FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's an active crime scene in Pinetown following an alleged high-speed chase and shootout with police. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says they rushed to Underwood Road just off the M13 moments ago. It's understood that three cars were involved in the incident.
Paramedics assessed an alleged suspect who had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to his upper body. He was stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before he was transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that he required. And another vehicle that was also involved in more of a collision was a family on their way home. Five occupants from that vehicle had sustained minor to moderate injuries.
Jameson says traffic in the area is severely affected. And at the same time, KZN police say a notorious kingpin is among the three suspects who were shot dead in a separate shootout in Inanda, north of Durban, this afternoon. It's understood the trio, who were wanted for a series of murders, were shot and killed by police in Amaoti. Today's breakthrough follows last month's arrest of four members of the same gang in Cato Manor. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says when officers arrived, the suspects opened fire at them from a house in which they were hiding. This sparked a shootout.
During the shootout, the three suspects were shot and fatally wounded. The suspect who evaded arrest last month was among the three and is believed to be the gang lead. Three firearms were found in the possession of the suspect. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's ready to engage in diplomatic talks with President Donald Trump following the departure of nearly 50 white Afrikaners who were granted refugee status in the U.S. The group left South Africa last night on a U.S.-funded charter flight. It's after Trump claimed they face racial discrimination in the country, a move that has deepened tensions between the two nations. Speaking at the Africa CEO Forum in Abidjan, Ramaphosa confirmed his intention to meet with the Trump administration.
They will determine whether Elon Musk is part of it or not. I will go with my own South African delegation.
Earlier today, International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola reiterated government's stance that white farmers are not facing persecution in South Africa.
This has been proven by a number of statistics in our country, including the police reports, which don't back that assertion of persecution of white South Africans on the basis of their race.
And finally, SA Tourism has vowed to use this year's Africa Travel in Durban to look for innovative ways to grow the industry. The department CEO, Nombulelo Guliwas, opened the first day of the exhibition at the Durban ICC. Thousands of exhibitors and tourists are attending the event for the next 3 days.
Learn from global tourism trailblazers and explore innovations transforming the tourism global landscape. Take this opportunity to absorb.
Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 23. Richards Bay, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Jamie Carragher believes that Trent Alexander-Arnold might have played his last game for Liverpool. Carlo Ancelotti expected to take over as Brazil's new head coach. And Yannick Sinner in action at the Italian Open with Aryna Sabalenka coming up later in Rome.